This, I'm turning you to the best person ever. But they will not do it. And they're not supposed to. Because if they transform you to the best of the best of the best, you're not even good. Because it's not your choice. It's the matter of choice. You have to want it. Goodness by force is no good. Has never been. That's why God will give us the choice. You have the choice. Therefore, we will not inject you with this. But if you bring your ears closer, you will be attentive. I will give that melody to you. Because he has the melody and he knows that you should be volunteer to listen. That's something that we talk about. Why? You tell me why. This was a very good subject. Maybe politically you will explore it. But why? Why that guy, the magician, the shams, who is walking on the earth, will not touch me and transform me to the best? What's wrong with that? You say it again to me. I'm a dumb fellow. I forgot whatever I said, and I'm going to be that sissy old boy. Why? I want stronger reason. You see, when you talk about choice, everybody goes, yay. This is sentimentalism. You want to have definite reason for that. If somebody could change me to better, why shouldn't he? Why should he or she ask my permission? Why should I volunteer?
For the same reason that the psychiatrist doesn't tell the patient how they can conduct their life. The person has to want to change, and when they want to change, they will hear. They will be able to hear.
Oh, you know why psychologists, they don't tell the patient what to do? They don't want to be responsible. That's something else.
Well,
you have to have a better reason.
Well, I know that when I wanted to change the way I was, when I finally wanted to change, then things began to change. It didn't matter what you were set up to that point.
Do you remember rule number one? The first thing first, what is the first thing? Remember? This is the first. Why? In our story, this is the first thing that Adam will say. And is saved. Satan said something else. A logical, correct thing, which was no good. Because that's what will happen. The Satan's order will happen if that guy will transform me without me being volunteer. First of all, I will not be responsible. Then where is the goodness? Goodness disappears. Goodness is only in being responsible. This is the first sentence. O our God, we confess that our own ego did it to us. This is the story that Rumi repeated it, even changed it. I believe I tried to bring your attention to it. If not, I repeat myself, because this is very important to know. There is this story, biblical story, right at the beginning, after the fruit of knowledge is consumed, then God will say, oh, what happened? I want to know who did what. The first fellow to answer is Satan, because he's the closest God and he's the knowledge, and he knows what he's talking about. So he correctly would say, you wanted it to happen, therefore it happened. That's what he's doomed. Adam said, we, our ego, did it to us. And it was saved. You see? It's a little bit bizarre. If it is not bizarre, Rumi added something to this, which is not in Bible, not in Quran, none of them. Rumi dared to add to this story. He said, later, God called Adam and said, hey, you, don't you know that if I don't want something, it could not happen? Of course I do. So, how come that you hid it over there? So, this is the ritual of it. This was the adab, remember? I said, out of fear, I paid the respect. Because this is how it starts, with accepting the responsibility, although you know it's not 100% to you. If you forget this, you should have a lot of impasse in this path. Because this is a key subject to this. Because, remember, in the scientific world, we go for black and white, positive or negative, everything is clear. Therefore we say, you're doing this, your responsibility is this, you are responsible, we saw you, pull the trigger, therefore you will harm you, all that, right? And this is full of thought. When I'm doing something, is it me doing it? Or is it the wish of the Creator that is happening? Because when somebody plans something, everything happens accordingly. Therefore, that planner is doing it, right? So, I let this drop. Am I doing it? Or this is the God wishes? If you don't deal with this, later you will have a lot of problems. And this is a problem. Remember, in the scientific era, or in some special eras, when we make it black and white, okay, over there, there is no talking about faith and God will and things like that. You are drinking the water, you are doing it, that's it, period. When it comes to us, we have two sources. Which one is correct? You tell me. Not from your imagination, not from your memory, not from any source, but this book. When we talked about it, didn't he? Do you remember where? Your turn. Where? You.
I remember where, but I remember the answer.
You have to remember where. You know what?
The different sense.
Do you remember that I said, book one, personally I divided to in two parts. One part is explaining what the problem is. The second part is what could be done about it, right? And each part is explained with 8 stories. 7 stories and 1 as conclusion. We are in the first part, we are talking about this 7th one, right? Do you remember what story is this? Hot player?
8.
Is the 7th one. 8 is the man and a woman, the Arab man and a woman, which is the final story after this, okay? So this is the 7th story. One of these stories, a very long one, was dedicated just to this question I brought up now. He said, look at you, you animals.
Yes.
It happened in animal farm, remember?
Yeah.
They were trying to be in control, to find a way not to bother with the lion and all that. That story. And its neighbor's story was talking about.